Doyle told supporters at his victory party that when he was elected governor the first time around, it was historic because he was able to knock off an incumbent Republican to get there.
4 years ago, I didn't think we could top that, but we just did.
For Doyle, last night amounted to passing a test that both Democrats and Republicans have been cramming for since 2002. Both sides have spent the past 4 years looking ahead to how their decisions at the Capitol would affect Doyle's bid for re-election. The governor said last night that voters sent a message.
Tonight, middle class and working families from every corner of this state came together and said with one voice that they want a governor that stands for Wisconsin's values.
While it was not a blowout for Doyle, the governor defeated Republican Congressman Mark Green by a margin that was much larger than many projected in the early stages of this race. Green came into the campaign a polished, well-funded candidate facing a governor with sometimes mediocre approval ratings in a swing state that's known for supporting both Republicans and Democrats. Many thought he had as good a chance as anyone. In his concession speech last night, Green said it was a challenging year for Republicans in general, but he said it was particularly challenging for him taking on an incumbent who raised more money than he did.
And sometimes I felt like I was running not only against the governor, but against the very organs of government, including the elections board itself, which all too often seem to be stacked against us. But it's the way it goes. That's how this campaign went.
Green was referring to an elections board ruling that forced him to set aside nearly $500,000 in campaign funds he raised from political action committees not registered in Wisconsin. A Dane County judge upheld the move, and the state Supreme Court declined to take the matter up before the election. Green's decision to fight the elections board kept the issue in the news for weeks and provided fodder for one attack ad after another from the Doyle campaign. State Democratic Party Chairman Joe Winicky was among those who hammered Green on his decision.
That was his call, not mine. I thought what he did was dumb. I mean, he violated the law, he should have paid the price, and he should have moved on. He didn't.
Winicky says Doyle won because he focused on issues that matter to people, like jobs, health care, and most importantly, stem cell research. The Doyle campaign used Green's opposition to embryonic stem cell research early on as a way to define the congressman in the public's eye. Winicky says Doyle's margin of victory in the race means the people have given him a mandate.
I think the Republicans now know that Governor Doyle's message is one that resonates with the voters of the state, and if they don't want to support those issues, they do so at their own peril.
It could indeed be easier for Doyle to advance some of his ideas next year. Election returns last night projected Democrats taking over control of the Wisconsin Senate. While Republicans will hang on to power in the state assembly, Doyle will at the very least hold more leverage at the Capitol. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.